StoryCorps can access the microphone. All right. So my name is Abigail. I am 19 years old. Today is the November the 21st of 2021. And I'm speaking with Grayson, who is my brother. And we're recording this interview in Lubbock, Texas. All right, on to the first question. So if you can remember, what's one of your happiest childhood memories? Or like, even, I guess, now.
Because you're still a kid.
And then just make sure you speak up a bit.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I don't really have any favorite memory, just anything that...
Anyone that kind of sticks out that you're like, oh, wow, I was really happy during this time.
I mean, Disney World was pretty fun because everyone, our whole family was there, and we all had fun doing stuff there. And I was just thinking about that earlier, but...
Yeah. We're dying in the Florida weather. The heat. But no, it was pretty cool. Which part was your favorite? Like, which part of the park?
Magic Kingdom, I guess, because everybody could do stuff there.
And oh, yeah, that one was cool.
It was the only one that actually was fun compared to the other ones.
Yeah. I thought I liked Epcot a lot. That one was pretty cool.
Yeah, there just wasn't any rides or anything.
Yeah, it was more of just about going around and seeing the different like parts of the countries that they included. Oh, my gosh. Remember how Keegan's favorite part was the monorail?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have, like, a worst childhood memory? Or just a bad one?
I mean, not really. I can't think of anything else, like, that was terrible. There's nothing that's been that bad. So
yeah.
It's not a terrible memory.
Well, that's good. I'm glad we haven't contributed to any worst childhood memories. Anything awful. Ooh, someone's popular. Okay. Alright, so we had the Disney World. That one was pretty fun. I want to go back, just whenever it's not, like, super hot and we're all dying of heat stroke. Okay, so what about teachers? Because were those one that just had a strong influence on your life? Or one that you really liked?
My 7th grade English teacher, Mr. Albright, was pretty cool because he had good assignments, but he also would joke around with me and my friends and stuff like that, and he didn't take everything too seriously.
Yeah.
And one of my third grade teachers, I don't remember which thing she taught, but she was this kind of the same way, but she would... She'd always be making jokes and stuff, and when teachers are just more laid back, that's when they're actually good.
Was that Josiah's aunt from 3rd grade?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was 5th grade.
Oh, that was in 5th grade? So, like, what kind of... I guess, like, what kind of assignments would you do for, like, English that made nice?
I was in the GT class, but we just did, like, kind of projects, but... I don't know even if it was the assignments, but just the energy of the teacher and, like, I mean, we had a project one time where we had to, like, present, but all we had to present was just something we liked, which is, like, not very hard to do, so.
Do you remember what you ended up presenting about? I know that was a while ago, so.
I can't remember. I just remember that. We did that, and I liked doing stuff like that, so.
Yeah, their presentations. Yeah, having a teacher that's, like, laid back is always nice, especially if you're in, like, a harder class. Like, my AP U.S. history teacher, he was also, like, laid back, so that made me, like, want to do my assignments for him, because he would let us do a lot of stuff that my other teachers wouldn't, so. Whoops. Okay, so we're still just talking about your life, because that's where we're going with it. Okay, so we have, like, happiest childhood memories, so now this is just, like, a favorite one in general, if you can think of another favorite one.
I might. I can't really pinpoint a favorite.
How about when I got us all stuck in the ditch this summer? In the Jeep.
I can't. I don't really know. I can't think of a favorite, like, memory.
Yeah.
It's hard to, I guess, remember everything.
So. Yeah. Can you think of just, like, a different childhood memory that you, like, kind of comes to mind?
I mean, there's the one time I was, like, playing Legos at Reagan's house.
Yeah.
And then Aunt Lisa came in and said Keegan was being born, and that was a pretty good memory.
Oh, yeah. I was over at Emily's house. I woke up her entire family because I screamed so loud. But, yeah. I didn't realize you were over at Reagan's.
Yeah.
Well, that was cool. I know, that was weird. None of us were expecting him to be born so early. Okay, let's see. Ooh, let's see if I can read. Oh, now we're going to talk about your job. Okay, cool, because I kind of know how it works, but not really. So, obviously, you seem to like your job. Do you kind of want to explain, like, what it is you do and how you got it? Let's start with how did you get it exactly?
So I go to Friendship, and at the, I'll just start from the very beginning, I guess.
Yeah,
At Heritage, there was, like, a career day, kind of, and you were kind of required to do it, and there was one kid that said there was this class you could take at the high school called AV, and you can, like, do sports production, and he said eventually he went on, and he works at KLBK now as, like, a cameraman, and that he came to Heritage to talk about that class, and so I didn't know what class to take when I was making my schedule later that year, so I just took that class, and then so there's, like, four, it's AV1, AV2, and then practicum, which is 2 years long, and,
Oh, yeah, like, my practicum that I took last year.
So I took it last year, but they never really said anything about, like, joining sports production, but then this year, I signed up for it, and you have to, like, go to the administration building and, like, give your, because you become an actual employee of, like, the Friendship District. And then, I did that, and then, so now, it's like a, so, like, at Texas Tech football games, or just any football game, you see, like, the Jumbotron, and, like,
mm-hmm.
there's cameramen and stuff, and so I kind of do that, but at the Friendship High School, like, football games, but it's not only, like, it's not only the Jumbotron that you're, you're doing the camera for, it's also for the live stream, because Friendship has friendship.tv that they use to live stream every game, and you can go on the Friendship website and watch it.
Yeah, with Dad and I watched that. I think, I can't remember what school Varsity was playing, but he said you were probably down there on the field.
Yeah, so I'm like, there's a bunch of different jobs. There's, like, the director, obviously, but I'm on camera 3, which means, or sometimes I'm on, it switches, but I was mainly on camera 3, which means I would, like, film, like, cheerleaders and players on the sideline and, like, the student section and things like that. And, but most recently I did the replay, which means, replay means, like, literally you're taking in and out a clip from a game, from the game, and then it goes back, it plays it back through, so you have to press in to, like, when the ball is snapped, and press out after, like, the play is over.
Yeah.
And then there's a little like really expensive machine that you have to do it with, and it, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain how to do it, but.
So do you do this like the replays? Is it all on your camera, or do you like?
No, I go up next to the director in the press box, and he.
Okay, and he, whoever's the director, like does the replays.
No, I do the replay, and then. And then the director, I'll say, I have a replay, and the director said, okay, ready, replay, and then they'll say, go, replay, and I'll press
okay
the play button, and then I can choose what speed to play the replay at, and then the director takes it out, and then you just do that for every play, basically.
Yeah, so, like, all this, I guess, film that you are doing, is it the same film that, like, you, because you play football, is that, like, the same one that y'all will watch later?
No.
No.
The coaches have their own.
Oh, okay. So the coaches
you don't,
have
you their... don't watch, like, broadcast, because there's different angles and stuff that you can get. The coaches have coaches that are up top, a floor above us in the press box. That,
oh, okay.
That, like, record on their own camera.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So, I know, like, so... I know kind of how you do it, like, how it's kind of set up, like, whenever you're, like, here, home, whenever varsity plays here, but whenever varsity has, like, away games, you guys kind of have the same setup, or how does that work?
It's a difference. We have a van, and we have to put all that stuff in the van, and then, so, it's the same equipment, it's a little different, like, in terms of our capabilities of what we can do, but
yeah,
I mean, we're usually literally like in the stands, like with the fans, basically with the director.
Yeah.
And they have like two computer monitors, one is for replay and one is the director uses.
Mm-hmm.
And you and it's kind of just like gerrymandering, trying to get stuff to work.
Okay, so you just said gerrymandering. I don't know what that word means. Can you kind of explain?
It's just like trying to figure out. Like one time, we had no room. We have a table that we put all the stuff on, but we have no room.
Yeah.
We had no room to put it there, so we had to like put the feet off the edge of like a concrete thing, and then we had to tape the feet to concrete.
Okay.
So like taping the feet is like gerrymandering. Like it's just doing whatever you have to do
to get
make sure
get
it works.
It done.
Doesn't have to be like look good. It's just to be effective.
Effective, yeah. Oh, we've had to do that before for theater. So, obviously you can't take, like, all your expensive equipment with you to away games, but do you guys take, like, the main things?
When you take most of the expensive equipment, they have, like, the replay thing was pretty expensive, but it comes with, like, a yellow case that
yeah
is, like, would be hard to break it in there, and then...
Oh, yeah.
We have, like, a bunch of... I mean, we take the same cameras, we take the director's like control, we take that same one that we use at home games, we take it to away games, same with the replay thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a computer that's in like a case that we just can roll around. So our teacher has been doing this for like 40 years because he used to work for Fox, and he would like record stuff.
Oh, dang.
For Fox, so he would do this, he would do what we do, but, like, at college level.
Well, yeah.
And he did that for, like, 40 years or something, and he teaches, so he knows what...
He knows what he's
when
doing.
When he's buying equipment, he knows what to get that would be easy for a home and away
game. Yeah. So have y'all ever had, like, anything go wrong at a home or away game with any of the equipment?
Yeah, in an away game, something was wrong with... The camera 3, which is what I use, has a... It's the only wireless camera that we have. And,
yeah.
Which means you have to have a receiver on the camera and a transmitter to pick up what the camera has.
Okay, so what's the... can you explain, like, what the receiver and transmitter are?
Well, the receiver just goes on the camera and it just sends out the video signal. And the transmitter... The transmitter sends out the video signal, and the receiver picks it up.
Yeah.
The transmitter goes on the camera. The receiver stands on a pole it's on the sideline. And, one time we, the receiver's power cord was like all broken, so we couldn't use that camera one time. But no, there's usually not a huge problem. We usually can figure it out.
Well, that's good. Well, there's never like, oh no, we forgot a camera. That would stick. So do you think you would like want to do this like a real job? Like, would you want to go do like record sports at a college level or maybe a national level, like NFL or something like that?
I mean, I don't know if I'd do sports or what. I'll probably continue the track in college, and if they offer stuff like that, I'll take it. But
yeah,
I don't know. I'll just kind of see what happens.
I do think, because I remember that video you made, the Star Wars one, like last year, that was super cool. I think you'd be really good at audiovisual, anything, like editing. Because I know, like, ACU, they have, like, ACU TV, and so they'll do, like, you know, some of those people, you know, they'll sit in the back, or, like, I'm guessing where you do, like, replays where it's the big, wherever you guys go to do replays where all the buttons are and everything, and I don't know why I can't think of the name of it, but and then of course they have like they've got the cameras and everything. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, yeah, now I kind of understand what's happening, so whenever you're actually down there on the field, I can be like, I know what he's doing, sort of, not really. Okay, so now we're kind of moving away from job and childhood memories to, it's kind of more spiritual, because Christian college. So did you ever have like a really profound, I guess, spiritual moment, I guess throughout your 16 years of living?
Well, I go to, Blue Haven, Camp Blue Haven, and there's a teacher there named Joel Luker that I had for 1 year, or I had him for 2 years. In the first year, I had it with a good cabin. In the second year, it was another good cabin, but it wasn't the same people. But the second year, I don't know, I can't really remember exactly what happened. I just remember we are like hiking up a mountain, and I just told him that I wanted to get baptized, and then we I guess if we're talking about a spiritual moment at the same place at Blue Haven, we do a thing called early Christian worship.
Yeah,
which is like essentially we just sing in a really dark area,
kind of like blackout worship like we used to do at youth night.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's in the barn, which isn't, it's not really a barn, but it's like a...
Yeah, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And it's, and when you have a bunch of people that have been at a church camp for a week that are, like, all kind of on, like, a spiritual high, and then
mm-hmm.
you all start singing like that, it usually gets pretty, pretty cool. And every year, that's usually, like, the spiritual moments. I guess there's not just one moment.
Yeah, there's not just
one. Usually just all of Camp Bull Haven, which is like 2 weeks long, is like the best.
Yeah. Well, I guess like, so I know you said like during the hike you just had told like your teacher, you know, or that you wanted to get baptized. Did you like, had you been thinking about it for a while, or like did it just like hit you while you were on the hike? You were like, I need to do this, like I need to get this done.
I didn't really, I just knew I wanted to do it at Blue Haven, and I didn't, because I talked to a teacher about like studying about and stuff, and he's like, he asked me like, what does it mean to be baptized, and kind of stuff like that, and I told him, and he's like, well then what do you need to study for, like there's, you're, it seems like you're already prepared for it, and I was like, yeah I kind of am, I guess. And so then I just
you just went
talked to the I think it was the director of the camp or the assistant director.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I got baptized that night or the next, and no, it was that night after dinner.
Was it that night? Okay. So what does baptism mean to you?
That you're giving your life to Christ and that you're gonna that I when I mean that you believe in him and that basically that you're giving your life to him and you're being kind of reborn as a new person that's forgiven of their sins and promised eternal life and things like that.
Yeah. So, I think you, when you had gotten baptized, by, I think he was, like,
your teacher.
Yeah, your teacher. So, what made you, like, want to choose him? Was it something he said, something he did, lesson?
I mean, he had, like, the most impact anyone ever has on, like, spiritually. And I was, like, and I didn't really want to wait.
Yeah.
For, like, my parents to come or anything, so I just... I just chose him to do it.
Yeah. And wasn't this the same guy? I think you were telling me he had been in, like, the military.
Yeah, he did, like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was in the military.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, what lesson he did that really impacted you? Or was it just he just said some great things?
I mean, it was just everything he did. He always loved on everybody and treated everybody like they were his own kids. And he has a daughter and a son, and they're, like, kind of young.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they would just go around and, like, everyone, I mean, I don't know, he just treated the entire camp like family, but then he would, like, make time for
everyone.
Yeah, and he took us out to go to a certain spot to watch the sunrise. Like, we went and camped out at night and then woke up early to watch the sunrise, and he would, I don't know, he just had, I guess, an impact. I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's kind of how I felt with Scott a lot. I definitely think it was just, you know, especially whenever someone's willing to make time for everyone and treat you like family, they don't necessarily have to say anything. It's just what they do, so... Well, that's cool. I did not know that. I'm learning new things. Okay, so, again, we're still going with the spiritual side. So, this is kind of a loaded question, but I know we just talked about baptism, but what are kind of just your thoughts on God? And it can literally be anything. Which, again, loaded question, but seriously, anything.
I don't know. Thoughts on God? I don't know. Any thoughts? I mean.
Oh wait, hang on. Why did it stop? No. I know, it needs to keep going. I need to keep going.
Let me see.
Dang it. It stopped. No, I can just...
You just do another one and,
yeah,
and tell then, the teacher to...
Yeah, because I'll put on the final that there's two parts because it stopped all the time, so... Okay, yeah, go for it. So let's see, and we'll be good. Okay, so let me go... Going back to where we did that one. Okay. Let me see. Let's go to some of these best questions. Oh, that one's a good one.
Also, this goes to the Library of Congress, so you can listen to it forever.
Okay. All right, you ready to keep going?